God really loves you. Join Gloria Copeland today as she shares an enlightening message from Healing School, a place to receive your healing. Get ready to learn about a benefit that already belongs to you. Now, here's Gloria.
Healing belongs to us. Glory to God. And we started in on the Word, and then we saw this, and we saw that in the Word, do this, don't do that. And we started doing what the Bible said. We began to obey the Bible. We acted on the Word of God. We were in Tulsa, and Brother Hagin was teaching, and he'd have 10-day seminars, several 10-day seminars the year we lived there. And Ken and I went morning and night. We began to learn about faith. Well, faith and words, you know, go together. You can have what you say. And so we learn things, and we learn not to talk unbelief and poverty, and not to say, how are we ever going to pay these bills, and we'll never get out of debt. No, we quit saying that. We started talking to things. Talking to things. We talked to cars. We commanded cars to come. Car, you come in the name of Jesus. Money, you come in the name of Jesus. House, you come in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That's the way it works. And you know, we're still talking to things. And they're still coming. You say, oh, yeah, but you already got a house. Well, get another one if you want one. Glory to God. We started talking to a house in Colorado. It came. Thank you, Jesus. We said years ago, up there, the things were so bad, people were just nearly giving houses away. They were being repossessed. We bought a house. We kept it for a while, a little house. We kept it for a while, and then we sold it. And then after years, we were led to go back up there. And so we started talking to our what we wanted to come to pass. I'm telling you this. I'm just telling you these things because I want you to know they actually do work. And whatever you need, sickness or healing from sickness, if you need divine health, which is really our subject today, if you need divine health, what do? You start talking to your body. You say, body, I call you healed. Pain, I command you to leave me. Whatever it is, the bad report that you've gotten, you start saying the opposite of that report. You lay hands on your heart. You lay hands on your toes if you're having toe trouble. You lay hands on your body and you call yourself healed by the stripes of Jesus. Pain, I rebuke you. You get off of me. I will not have pain in my body. I'll not have that in my body in Jesus' name. Dissipate if it's something. If you've got a growth or a lump, put your hand on it and say, I command you to get off of me in the name of Jesus. I'll not have that. I will not have it. I will not have you. What are you doing? You're talking to it. You're saying what Jesus said to say in Mark 11. Let's look at that. You know this scripture. And if you don't, boy, you're behind, because this is where we learn how to, where we learn how to deal with stuff we don't want or deal with things we do want. Let's look at this faith scripture and then we'll, I'm going to read some healing scriptures. Jesus, now this is Jesus talking, and he's teaching them about faith, and he's teaching you about faith. Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. So is faith optional? No. He didn't say if you feel like it, if you want to. He said, have it. Have faith in God. Now we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's what the Bible says. So we know that if we want faith, we're going to have to find out what the Bible says, believe it, put it in our eyes and our ears, get it in our heart, and say it with our mouth. That's the way you stay healed all the time. Don't wait until you get sick to start acting on the Word. Act on it when you're healed. Say healing scriptures every day. Glory to God. And at the first sign of anything, jump right in the middle of it. Say, no, you're not coming on me. You got to be a fanatic to really have fun at this. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to the mountain, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. So Ken and I started talking to debt, and we started talking to cars, and we started talking to a house as we learned how to get things moving. But this says, don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which he saith, that's you have confidence in your word based on the scripture, based on your faith in the Bible, you're standing on the word of God that tells you what belongs to you. And then today we're dealing with healing, which he says, but believe those things, plural. You got to get to where you have confidence. Your words will never produce until you believe and have confidence that what you say is important. And this says, he shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, plural things, all things, which he saith shall come to pass. Ken and I learned that if we don't want it, don't say it. And if we want rid of it, say it and tell it to get out. He shall have whatsoever he saith. This is the key to faith. This is how material things manifest. This is how healing manifests. This is how your children come into the kingdom of God. You break the power of the devil over them. You believe you receive their salvation and deliverance. And you start saying it. My child is saved. My child is delivered, hallelujah. And you don't say anything else. You might get a bad report, but you're not moved by it. You just say over and over, my child shall know the Lord. My child shall live in the kingdom. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say, now this is Jesus talking. Therefore I say unto you, what things? Do you think what things covers everything? What things, healing, material things, peace, the right mate, your children coming into where they ought to be. What things soever you desire, that leaves nothing out. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now that word receive in the Greek is take. So that word is a real strong word. When you believe you receive when you pray, you take it when you pray. Amen? Amen? If you don't take it when you pray, you haven't taken it. You have to pray and you have to say what things soever you desire. Do you see anything left out? It just says what things? Car, salvation of family, healing. Husband, wife, the right husband, the right wife, the first time. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Is that plain enough? And here's another thing. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. Forgive your trespasses. So is there any option there? If you want to receive, you have to be a forgiver. You have to say, I forgive that person. I'll not hold that against him based on the word of God. I'll not hold that against him or her any longer. If you don't want to receive, just keep that old grudge going. But it's only going to make you sick. It'll make you weak. It'll affect your finances. It'll affect your life. What if God did us that way? We went to, you know, he wouldn't forgive us. We'd be in deep trouble, wouldn't we? So we got to be like the Father and we've got to forgive. If there are things, if people have done you wrong, cut them loose. Forgive them. Lord, I forgive that. I take no account of the evil done to me, just like the Bible says, and I forgive, and I won't take it back. I pray for them. I pray for their welfare. I pray that they be born again, put laborers across their path. Whatever it is, loose it and let it go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They used to have loose it and let him go services, you know. So we loose that and we let it go. If it comes back and we see that person or we think about that person again and we start to get our, you know, our strife up. No, that person, I've forgiven that person. What happened? You went free. You just went free. That you've been going all that trouble and they don't even know about it. But it's been messing up your life. No, we're smarter than that. God is smarter than that. He says, forgive if you have aught against any. We want our trespasses forgiven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need to get the healing scriptures, a list of them, go over them, learn them, so that the moment a symptom comes, you know it's in your heart what to do, what to say. Because if we want rid of something, we have to do some resisting. Why is that? Because Satan is loose. He's the devil. He's bad. He's an enemy. He comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. So that could affect your body, your money, your anything. He's after it. He's bad. And if we don't, what do we do? We resist him. When he comes to steal from me, I resist him. When he comes to make me sick or disease tries to come on me, I resist him. That's what you have to do. And I say, no, you're not coming in my body. No, I'm not having the flu. I might see something on television. Everybody's getting the flu. I say, I'll never have the flu. In Jesus' name. Talk back to the TV if you're going to watch it. You gotta hold your ground. Glory to God. They're full of bad news. Now then, this says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Spend some time every day thinking about how good God is, his benefits. Who forgives all thine iniquities. All of our sins are forgiven. Who healeth all thy diseases. It is not God's will for me to be sick. It's God's will for you and me to be healed. All thy diseases. What if they come up with some new disease? It's God's will to heal me of it. I mean, you can't come up with diseases that it's not God's will for me to be healed of. Amen? Stand your ground. You hear about flu's happening, this and that, and people are catching it. Talk. Say, I'll never have it. I'm not taking it. Isn't that funny that you'd take the flu? I'm not taking it. I'll not have the flu. This and that and the others. Lay hands on your children. Believe God for them to walk in health. Who satisfies thy mouth. God satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You start feeling old? Remember this scripture. Actually, remember it before you start feeling old. Start about 30 on this scripture, or 20. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. Don't just prepare. Well, my granny, you know, she died when she was 64, and my uncle died when he was 64, and now I'm 63 and a half. Bummer? No. I don't know what uncle did. I don't know what the others did. But you can act on the word of God and take your healing. You can live, I'm telling you, you might start thinking about crossing over when you're 120. And you might start thinking, well, you know, I'm just about ready to go. Well, you make 120 and you decide to go. But don't let the devil cut your life short. You don't know. You think, well, I don't have anything to live for. You do not know what God has in store for you. If you'll get on the word of God and you'll open up to faith and start saying right, believing and saying according to the blessing, you're going to be happy. You'll be a happy man. Hallelujah. Happy woman. Don't let the devil lie to you and say nobody loves you. God loves you. If nobody in the whole world loved you, Jesus gave his life for you. You're loved. That's big. And when you start feeling sorry for yourself, you know it is a spirit of darkness coming on you to take advantage of you, to get the upper hand of you. See, Satan doesn't own anything. He only has what control people give him. And so he wants control. He wants control of your life. He wants control of your money. But we have to do what? Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. That's what the Bible says. So the Lord knew we had to do something. We had to resist. When he comes talking to you, you're going to die young. You'll never see 60 years old. You know, Granny, she was 59 and 3/4. But she didn't see 60 years old. And her granny did the same thing. Well, I'm not granny and you're not granny. We're born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. We got the Word of God on healing. We know we're healed, hallelujah. We know Jesus himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by his stripes, we were healed. That means there is no such thing as incurable disease in the kingdom of God. The world might not have an answer for what's wrong with you. Jesus has got an answer. He provided an answer. He bore it himself. He bore your sickness. Yeah, but this is something deadly. This is something real bad. They don't even have a cure for what I got. Jesus has a cure for what you got. He already took care of it. He's already done it. He bore every sickness and every disease. Glory to God. That we could be healed and be free. Jesus himself. Glory to God. Who renews our youth like the eagles. We ought to live long and live strong. It says in verse 17 of Psalm 103, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. So we get mercy if we honor him. That doesn't mean we're afraid of him. That means that we do what he says. We honor him with our actions. And his righteousness unto his children's children. There's your grandchildren scripture. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his covenant, his commandments to do them. Now that's a key to deliverance right there. To such as keep his word, in other words, we obey. What are we called? We're called word people. Glory to God. Why is that? Because we obey the word. Because we believe the word's true. And we believe we're supposed to do what's in the word. Word people. Now, some people make fun of that and wrinkle up their nose, but that's because they've never tried being free. They've never tried being prosperous. They've never tried being healed, or they'd want to be a word people. What is a word person? That's just somebody that goes to the Bible, find out what God says, and do it, believe it, receive it, obey it, and take the benefits. What does the Bible say? He daily loadeth us with benefits. Glory to God. Such as keep his covenant. He daily loadeth us with benefits. The benefits of salvation belong to us. The benefit of healing belongs to us. Hallelujah. The benefit of prosperity. God didn't put his people in the earth to be broke. He put them in the earth to prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe in prosperity. I believe in healing. Psalm 103, he heals all of our diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Leave no room or foothold for the devil. There have been people who have received their healing and have fallen back into their old thinking patterns of sickness. They gave the devil an opening. You can stand successfully against the devil's strategies. You're going to have to make 3 quality decisions. Make the Word of God the final authority. Live your life by faith in what God has said. Live by the love of God. Don't try to make one of these decisions without the others. You need to make all 3 of them. Decide today to give the devil no place.
Live long, healthy, strong, and satisfied, just as God intended. Take hold by faith of the health and wellness that belongs to you with Gloria Copeland's teaching, How to Get Well, Stay Well, and Enjoy Life. Enjoy every moment with family and friends and live in divine health. Experience complete wholeness, spirit, soul, and body as you put your faith to work. See for yourself what God has promised you in Healing Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, a compilation of healing scriptures and multiple Bible versions all in one place. Declare God's word and healing over your life and activate the healing power of God through the spoken word with Healing Confessions, a CD of healing scriptures read by Gloria Copeland.
He has provided the way for his children to be well, completely well.
Receive his healing word for you and start enjoying life today. Order your copy of the Healing Word Package today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or write to us today. Build your faith with Gloria Copeland's teaching on CD or DVD. Transform your overall health and well-being as you read Gloria Copeland's book entitled Healing Promises and Healing Confessions on CD with accompanying booklet. For an additional 10% off, order the Healing Word Package online.
Gloria, this is Susan from here in Milwaukee, and several years ago, she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. She came to one of your healing schools, and she just wants you to know she's totally free. Look at her now.
Praise the Lord. Look at her. Glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That is awesome.
The neurologist told me 13 years ago that in 6 months I wasn't going to walk.
Oh.
So he is a good God.
Well, with all respect, we love our people in the medical community.
Yes.
Amen. They are such a blessing. They have the right to diagnose. They have the right to help
That's
and to
right.
treat, but they do not have the right to prophesy.
That's right.
The whole thing is you don't have to fight any battles because they're already won through Christ. Christ did it. And that counts towards me. So the victory is the cross, the death, the dissension, and the resurrection of Christ. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. That's victory. All the way back in Genesis, victory was declared. So that's what victory is to me. It's all done. It's all done through Christ.
Sister Gloria, this is Jennifer. She's from Beach Park, Illinois. She's had 8 spine surgeries. She's pain-free now. She says she's pain-free now, and she's standing straight. And she's also...
Can you tell a difference today?
Oh, yes, big difference. And my pelvis is fused, and it's moving. And I've had nerves dead for 8 years, and they're not totally unnumb, but there's a surge just going through, a warmth through my legs.
Praise
right now.
Jesus. Lord, we thank you for her total restoration, permanent restoration.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord.
Sister Gloria, this is Nick of Milwaukee. And he declares that he has been healed from asthma this
Praise
morning.
God. Good. Right. Good.
Woo! Breathe deep for us, brother.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you keep
Jesus.
That in Jesus' name.
Susan stood on the word for her healing. She received the Lord's report, and she got into the word of God and put her faith in what Jesus did for her at the cross. She acted on the word, and she took her healing. That word received in the Greek means to take. So when you think about receiving healing, you think about taking it. You don't just talk about your sickness when, you know, go tell God you're sick and all that. He already knows that. What you're supposed to do is go to the Word, stand on the Scripture, and take your healing. How does Mark say it? Believe you receive it when you pray. She did that, and now she can walk and move without pain. I'm going to pray for you today. So if you have something wrong in your body, just put your hand on that place. And if you're healed, just receive healing all over again every day. Thank God for your healing. And I'm going to pray for you. Father, I lift up every person in the sound of my voice. I speak to sickness and disease in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command it to leave your body now. Sickness, you go. Affliction, you go. Infirmity, you go from the people of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Now you take it and begin to do what you couldn't do before and feed on the Word of God every day. That's where healing is. Healing is staying healed, is feeding on, the Bible calls this God's medicine, Proverbs. It's the medicine of God for our body. I read the Word every day. I'm healed. I'm not on any prescription drugs. I'm in my 70s. I feel good. I got a lot of energy. Ken is the same way. It works for anybody that'll do it. So I want to send you this mini book if you'd like to have it, Three Steps to the Good Life. We want to give it to you. And we believe with you to be healthy, healed, and whole every day. Glory to God. And this helps you, gives you three simple steps to living the good life. The key to living well is hearing and doing God's Word. You need to read the Word. The Bible says give attention to the Word or attend to the Word. And you need to do that every day. That's God's medicine. That'll keep you well. I do it every day. I don't skip a day. The Word of God can get you well and keep you well. Hallelujah. It's your path to a good life. It'll also prosper you. So request your gift on kcm.org, Three Steps to the Good Life, and we'll send it to you. You can get it in a mini book or download. It's absolutely free. When you get it, read it and look up the scriptures in your Bible. Study your Bible every day. That's God's medicine. That's like taking the best medicine in the world every day. And it's free. And it is, it'll heal anything. There's nothing too hard for the Word of God. Join me tomorrow as we learn how to change our circumstances with the Word of God. Lay hold on your covenant privileges and live healed and well and whole all the time. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Remember to request your free gift, Three Steps to the Good Life by Gloria Copeland. In any situation, you can live the good life when you do it God's way. His plan always works for you. For faster processing, go to kcm.org and request your free mini book in hard copy or electronic download today. For hard copies, one per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Orlando Faith Encounter, Champions Gate, Florida, April 18th through 19th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Las Vegas, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwos Coliseum. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.